This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Veronica Rickert.
In a preliminary vote yesterday, the Wisconsin Public Service Commission voted unanimously to allow the construction of a new power line running from La Crosse to Madison.
The decision has been years in the making, with those opposed to the project citing environmental and aesthetic concerns. Those who support it have pointed to economic growth and a need for more energy transmission.
Here with us now to talk about this decision is WPR reporter Maureen McCollum, based in La Crosse. Maureen, good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
So, is this a done deal now before we get into the history of this? Is this the last hurdle for this transmission line?
Technically, no. The commissioners still have to make everything official. It has to be signed into a written order, and that'll happen at the end of April. Also, we're hearing, we'll get into some of the details in a couple minutes, but some of the opponents to the project are weighing their options whether or not they want to challenge the decision, and they could do that by either requesting the Public Service Commission to rehear from them, or they could take this to a circuit court and have a judge sort of review the whole decision.
Well, let's look at the road to yesterday's decision.
Yes.
How long has this been in the making?
This has been going on for years, officially about 3 or 4 years, but we've had different energy companies and transmission companies talking about the need to upgrade our energy grid, our energy system for decades, probably. So the one thing I think that a lot of people can agree on is that power lines, the poles themselves, you know, the technology that goes into our energy grid has becoming a little outdated, and something needs to be done to improve that system. So what the Badger Cooley line is doing is it's taking, you know, what you see is, not to get too technical, but essentially 161 kilovolt lines, and it's going to upgrade it to 345 kilovolt lines. So this will allow a, you know, more voltage to essentially travel through the system. The energy companies like Xcel Energy and an American Transmission Company, they're partners on this project. They say it's going to improve reliability. It'll allow them to bring in wind energy from the west and, you know, essentially increase capacity.
And why this connection, La Crosse to Madison?
It's really part of a bigger regional picture. Okay, so there is this essentially a regional energy planning organization called MISO, the Mid-Continent Independent System Operator. And MISO has played a big role in helping shape what's going on within the Midwest when it comes to energy transmission. MISO had identified the Badger Cooley line as a needed project to increase the system and improve the system. I don't know how many people remember the debate surrounding the CapEx 2020 line. That's a project that was approved by the PSC about a year or two ago. And that is essentially the same project, but it's these major transmission lines moving in from the Dakotas, and it crosses the Mississippi River, travels down into Wisconsin a bit, and ends at a substation in Holman. The Badger Cooley line will connect with the CapEx line in Holman and travel off to Madison.
So why does it take so long to get a line like this approved?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, there are a lot of issues that play into this. I mean, you're looking at engineering. There are a number of like environmental hurdles that need to be crossed. There are just issues when it comes to safety. When it comes to routing, like choosing where each individual pole is going to go, you know, there are a lot of decisions that have to be made. It's not like this was made willy-nilly. I mean, these are years and years of research that goes into deciding what this project will do and where the project will go.
We're talking with WPR reporter Maureen McCollum about the proposed and now tentatively approved transmission line between La Crosse and Madison. Got a nod from the PSC, the Public Service Commission, yesterday, talking about the road here and what happens next. Well, Maureen, let's talk about the opposition to this line.
Yes.
Is it generic against the whole line, or is it we don't like this piece of the route, or some combination of both?
Oh, it's definitely both. And I would say that each opponent has their own reasoning for opposing the line. So you have you know, the big question is those who question the actual need of the project. Why do we need to upgrade the system? Why do we need to install these massive poles? A lot of people, a lot of the opposition has questioned whether or not population growth actually shows that the energy needs are there. Some would argue, and there are contradicting studies about this, the opposition would say population is not growing at a rate that causes a need for this. You know, especially when it comes to conserving energy, you know, you look at your washer, dryer, and your refrigerator is most made now to are not consuming as much energy as they had in the past. You know, on the energy side from the different companies involved, they say, no, our projections show that we will have more need for energy. The opponents, you know, some will say we need to look at local energy production. You know, let's put up more solar panels. Let's, you know, let's look at wind turbines, which is a whole other issue in Wisconsin, and produce the energy here. We don't need to be bringing it in from out west. You know, there are questions about the safety of having a massive regional energy grid. But then you have some, you know, some of the issues when it comes to aesthetics. You know, the CapEx line and part of the Badger Coulee line is running in an area that will be, you know, along the Mississippi River Reserve. And, you know, it's going through some beautiful areas. It's and you're going to have these poles that are basically a couple stories high. They're not going to be those wooden poles anymore. They're big metal poles. So from an aesthetic standpoint, people are concerned about how this will affect their property values. It's going through some very rural areas. It could cross through farmland. Some farmers are concerned about stray voltage and the effect, especially that that can have on dairy cattle. Each of these poles has to have quite a bit of right-of-way, so you could be losing land that was formerly in production. And there's also some concerns around the Baraboo area because this line will be traveling down 9094 from about Black River Falls to Madison. And, you know, there's some very natural areas with protected birds around Baraboo. So just concerns about how the birds will avoid the lines and if the lines will have any impact on them.
One thing that utility consumers might worry about with something like this is often when there's a big new utility project, some kind of costs of paying for it are borne by the consumer. Is that part of the proposal here?
Yeah, the project itself is estimated to cost up to $580 million. Of course, that could change. And Wisconsin consumers will be paying 15% of that. Now, the one thing that I think people are still waiting on answers for is, remember how I said this is part of a bigger regional plan, that MISO plan? Wisconsin consumers will be paying into those projects, too. We don't really know how much that's going to be yet at this point. So at its minimum, that's what we know so far is the 15% for Badger Coulee. But what else? What else is further down the line?
Now, one interesting point, this is not taking necessarily the shortest route between two points. I gather it's going to skirt around a large Amish community in the state. How is that decision made?
The decision for routing is really quite interesting. I have no idea how the commissioners have decided to how they've decided to pick the route that they did. You know, essentially they're looking for what route will have the least amount of impact. So I'll kind of walk you through what the route will be. So it's going to be traveling north from Holman, which is just north of here, La Crosse, up to Blair, Wisconsin. So about northeast Trempealeau County, head east over to Black River Falls. And that whole area there, that's a pretty rural area. There are going to be farms that are impacted there. But once it hits the highway, once it starts traveling down 9094, you know, it's going along the interstate. People will be impacted, but, you know, I think a lot of people did agree that at least traveling along the interstate, maybe not as many will be impacted.
And you mentioned earlier there is still some opposition being looked at, asking for a redo here or
sure.
Some legal challenges. So what are you watching for there?
So the opponents, they haven't decided yet, but the two ways that they could challenge this is by petitioning the PSC to rehear their case. They felt like they weren't heard as much as they should have been. They had asked the PSC to really look at conduct a more thorough needs analysis for this project. and explore other options. The PSC said they explored all their options, but the opponents wanted more. Senator Jennifer Schilling of La Crosse has criticized this move. Representative Steve Doyle of Onalaska has criticized this move, the fact that the PSC didn't open up the greater needs analysis. So that's something that could play into their challenge. Otherwise, they could the opponents could ask for a judicial review in a circuit court. So I think they'll probably be deciding whether in the next couple of days they should do that or not.
Now, if that doesn't happen and things keep moving forward, is there a timeline for when construction would actually start on this line?
Yeah, I think American Transmission Company is hoping to begin construction sometime next year, and they want to have it in service in 2018. And it's interesting because for anyone who travels around western Wisconsin, you may notice that CapEx line that I had mentioned before, that other major project that's going to be meeting up with Badger Coulee line, that construction has recently begun within Wisconsin. So as you're traveling along, I think it's 53 there, you know, headed through Galesville and whatnot, you'll notice the posts and the different work going into getting those lines in place.
Maureen, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
We've been speaking with WPR reporter Maureen McCollum, based in La Crosse, about the decision yesterday by the Wisconsin Public Service Commission to allow the construction of a new power line connecting La Crosse and Madison.
I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.